Matthew 6, 9. Pray then, notice in two of our passages in dealing with heaven, prayer. We pray to God who's in heaven. Prayer. Oh, I hope prayer is important to you people. I hope even if you have no reason for believing because you've not seen it, that you pray, that you communicate with Him. Pray then in this way, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Look at the Gospel of John, 6:38. Gospel of John, 6:38. For I, Jesus Christ, have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me, commissioned me. Please look at Hebrews 8:1. Hebrews 8:1. I do this instead of a lot of points. Let the Bible do it. Hebrews 8:1. Now, the main point in what has been said is this. I love the writer of Hebrews. We don't know who it was. We don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews, but these kinds of things are always often said. And after 13 chapters, I think the writer of Hebrews was a woman. I really do. And the reason I think it was a woman, because in chapter 13 she says, in a few words, I have said these things to you. 13 chapters, and she says, it's a few words. Now, that may not be true, but just things like this I love about the author. The writer has a unique style and way of thinking, but here, whoever the writer is, says, now, the main point in all that I've been talking about, because you haven't been listening, you men don't listen to me, so I'll bring it all down to the simplicity. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Notice the plural. Notice the plural. In the heavens. And that's where I will take up next week. Start right there. I would finish it, but I got too much, and I'm not just going to do it in a minute. And so, let's note it right there. And the place, the comfort, and things about the home that we have, the house of God in the heavens, boat of God, and we'll come back and look at this and note which heaven we're in, that there are three heavens, which one we're in, and all these kind of things, and Satan and dealing with the heavens and our home and the dwelling places and all this. Got some great stuff about our own future after we die. Let's close in a word of prayer. So you don't have to be worried about your place here, people. You have to be worried. We live in a house here. You get your house as an adult, and then you live, 50, 60 years. You don't like your house. You like it. It doesn't matter. You're going to be in this house forever. And God's designing it and building it. There's going to be no roaches, no termites. There's going to be no air conditioning problems. It's going to be beautiful. Huh? Armadillos will be there. Yeah, they'll be. Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a lot of armadillos. Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just praise You. It's where we're taking tonight in this study. We praise You. You don't have to tell us these things. But You just tell us to comfort us. And we are comforted. You reveal to us things that we otherwise would not even know about. We would have to speculate and hope. But You said, no, I'll explain this to you. There's just a peace now. So we can enjoy life and fulfill our mission. Purpose of being here with our husbands and wives and friends and church. And giving the gospel. Comforting others. We don't have to give a thought what happens after death. What an awesome God you are. What a compassionate God you are. We're compelled by this kind of love that looks at us and says, oh, I see you have a troubled heart. Let me remove that troubled heart. That's what kind of God you are. And we praise you for this. We've let our requests be made known to you, Father, beginning tonight, the various names. In closing, we just petition you with Bill Hess. We love this trooper, fellow servant. If he is in his last few days, weeks on earth, give his family strength. Comfort the inside of his being, his soul, regardless of what's going on with his body. We praise you, Father, that even our friend Bill, while we have sorrow, we also have joy. Because you have prepared a body, a home for him. We praise you, Father, for the God that you are. In your Son's precious name, amen.